This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. An explosion and gunfire were heard this morning in Afghanistan's capital. There was no immediate word on casualties and no early claim of responsibility. The explosion happened near the communications ministry in downtown Kabul. It came a day after planned talks between the Taliban and Afghan officials collapsed. A source close to the Taliban tells VOA the insurgents are exhausted with efforts to organize the conference in Doha. It was scheduled to begin today, and for the first time would have included the Kabul government. Instead, it was canceled over the size and makeup of the Afghan delegation. Kabul had issued a list of 250 participants, which the Taliban claim was more suited to a wedding party. Here in Washington, there is a growing political battle over the Mueller report on the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign. It centers on the demand from congressional Democrats that the unredacted version of the report be handed over. The Justice Department so far says no. As AP Saagar Magani reports, Democrats want the material delivered before Attorney General William Barr testifies on Capitol Hill on the 1st of May.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a subpoena for all of Special Counsel Bob Mueller's report after the redacted version gave fresh evidence of presidential misconduct.
He practically invites Congress to pursue that.
Nadler telling CBS This Morning lawmakers need the unredacted report and all underlying materials to decide what's next. He says he expects the Justice Department to comply by May 1st, when Attorney General William Barr begins 2 days of hearings. The president is bashing what he calls the crazy Mueller report and his ex-advisors who cooperated with the probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
To stay up to date on all the day's news every day, we invite you to go online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. Voting is underway in Egypt on constitutional changes that would allow President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to stay in office until 2030. If approved, the amendments also would deepen presidential power, increase the presidential term from 4 to 6 years, and let al-Sisi run for a third term in 2024. Supporters of the referendum have hailed it as a national duty, but critics charge it is simply a power grab in a country where political diversity has virtually dissolved. A Syrian watchdog group says Islamic State militants have killed at least 35 Syrian soldiers over the past few days. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports 4 senior Syrian army officers were among those killed. The group says the attack was the terrorist group's biggest since the fall of the caliphate to U.S.-backed forces in Syria last month. The World Health Organization says a doctor fighting an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo has been killed in an attack on an eastern Congo hospital. Richard Muzoko from Cameroon died when gunmen from a local militia attacked the hospital in the city of Butembo, one of the epicenters of the outbreak. A Congolese health ministry staffer and a driver were injured in the attack. The violence is the latest in a series of attacks on Ebola treatment centers carried out by militiamen and others critical of the international response to the outbreak. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
This outbreak is occurring in an area that has suffered from decades of conflict. We're working hard to strike a balance between protecting health workers and patients and securing the trust of communities.
Back in the United States, a California husband and wife who shackled their children and kept them as virtual prisoners for years have been sentenced to life in prison. We have a report from AP's Tim McGuire.
David and Louise Turpin pleaded guilty in February to neglect and abuse after years of denying 12 of their 13 children food, beating them, shackling some to their beds in their suburban Los Angeles home. This daughter tells the court,
"My parents took my whole life from me, but now I'm taking my life back."
Another spoke of his continued nightmares, their mother sobbing as she tells the judge,
"I'm sorry for everything I've done to hurt my children. I love my children so much."
The judge sentencing both parents to life in prison with the chance for parole in 25 years. I'm Tim McGuire.
In Paris, led by their archbishop, Catholics marked Good Friday with a Way of the Cross procession outside the fire-ravaged Notre Dame Cathedral. Authorities continue investigating what set off the massive blaze that destroyed the roof of the centuries-old cathedral. Gene Randall, VOA News.